And at this time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." And Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God. And you can have a seat, except for the kiddos. I want to see if all the kids will just come right up here, if you can, and just kind of have a seat right here on the floor. That Megan just read for us, Jesus compares himself to what? Or Jesus says, "I am what?" Were you able to pick that up? What kind of Jesus referred to himself? A good shepherd, right? A good shepherd. And we'll come back and talk about a little bit more about that here in a second. But there's actually some pretty amazing promises that were in that text. You guys, I remember one time, I don't know, I was maybe 8 or 9 years old, and for Christmas, my parents got me like this track, race car track, and Tyco, I think, was the name of it. And the way this track worked, you know, you could configure it into whatever shape you wanted, and it had like these little triggers, these guns. You'd put the cars on them, they had little slots, and part of the car would go down there in the slot, and then you'd push the buttons, and the cars would race around the track, and it was just awesome to play with. But I don't know, it seemed like maybe an hour into it, all of a sudden it wasn't working right anymore. Something was wrong, and you'd go to pull the trigger, and the car would go some, and it was so frustrating. Have you guys ever had, like, you get a toy or something, and it breaks? Maybe your siblings break one of your favorite toys or loses it. Anybody ever had that happen?
Yeah.
Ugh, can drive you crazy, right?
Yeah.
So frustrating. Well, this is one of my favorite Bibles that I have to read, and I got this a while ago, and I noticed this here towards the front of it. I got to put on these little reading glasses so it actually read to you what it says on the front of it. I don't know why, but it says this: "This Message Bible is manufactured to serve you for a lifetime. A lifetime. If at any time the binding fails because of manufacturing defect, or you just wear it out from use, you may return it for a free replacement. Just call NavPress customer service at 1-800-366-7788. If the same binding is no longer available, it will be replaced with a Bible of the same or greater value." So this Bible comes with this lifetime guarantee. And it's interesting, Jesus, he said, "I am the good shepherd." And he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they know me." And then he says, "I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." So this Bible here, it's got a lifetime guarantee, doesn't it? But what if I would lose it? Then would I be able to get another one? Or if someone would take it from me, then who would steal a Bible? God says here in our text that we have a good shepherd, and his name is Jesus, and he loves us, and he knows us, and we know him, and that no matter what, no one can ever take us out of the Father's hand. So it's like each one of you have this like lifetime guarantee that you are guaranteed for life, because God is strong and God loves you, and he has promised that he is going to care for you forever, because he is a good shepherd, and you're kind of like his sheep. All of us in this room together are like God's sheep, and he is going to, he just promises to take care of you, and he promises to watch over you no matter what. I think that's pretty good news. You think so? All right. Well, if you want, you can go back to your seat. Well, you know, before we do that, James has something here for you. And if you want to just sit right here with your deal, you can do that too, or you can go back to your seat. But he's got a little thing here where you can work on coloring, and I think there's a couple of puzzles in there. So you'll want to get one of those and get some crayons and do a little bit of coloring. The only thing is that during this time, we want to try to do that in a way that we don't interrupt or disrupt the other things that are going on, because we all want to try to be able to listen. I guess I should use this. So while they're getting their colors, getting their crayons, it's kind of a, I don't know, it's not necessarily a story, but kind of. I was reading a book on the 23rd Psalm years ago, and this book was written by a shepherd. That was his vocation, was a shepherd. And he was talking about the time when he actually saved up. He worked hard, he said, and then finally got enough money that he was able to buy some sheep, and 30 of them. And he was so excited to go pick them out by hand and to choose them, and they became his sheep. And he had this beautiful pasture fenced in and this place where he could take care of the sheep. Well, part of the story is that right next to his property was another whole area of land where there was someone that had owned these sheep. And it so happened that they didn't actually own the sheep. They were more just kind of hired to take care of these sheep. So it wasn't like their own personal investment. They would just kind of got an hourly wage, just take care of the sheep. And they just did not take very good care of these sheep. They were really skinny, almost like anemic looking. They were really dirty, you know, their wool all mangy and matted together and dirty, and things in their eyes and parasites inside, all kinds of, they just were not well taken care of, not very happy sheep. And he was able to just really the stark contrast between those sheep and the sheep that he had purchased and began to take care of. And, you know, really what made the difference between the two sheep, it was their shepherd. It was the one that took care of them. And, you know, this morning as we kind of have this text in John 10, and we'll look also at Psalm 23, you know, a psalm that David writes, who was a shepherd himself, called the Shepherd King, and he writes this psalm, is for us maybe to consider, who is it that is shepherding you? Who do you look to? Who do you listen to? Who have you placed as kind of the shepherd? Because I really do think that makes all the difference in the world, just as it did for these sheep. One thing, just changing shepherd, who their shepherd, what made all the difference. And who it is that we really surrender to in our life, who it is that we really listen to, one decision that makes all the difference. I mean, oftentimes we'll talk more in the terms of, you know, God. Who is your God? Who are you? And I don't mean, I know we would all say yes, the right answer. But when it really comes down to our day-to-day life and making decisions and what we do, who are we listening to? Who are we taking cues from? And so for us just to think about that, what we're going to do is the 23rd Psalm. We're going to put that up here on the screen. And I want to just give all of us a little bit of time to go through this text. Maybe you're familiar with it. And if we had time, one other thing I would just encourage all of you parents, one of the things we did with our children when they were younger, we would just go over this every night for a season. And they just picked, we went over it enough so much where they just kind of had it memorized. They have this memorized. I just think this is a great text for all of us to get it into our hearts and to get it into our being so that it just comes out in our daily life. So I would figure out a way as a parent to see if you can't be something that you just
you know, as you put your kids in bed at night, that you just go through the 23rd Psalm and just read this together. But I want to give the rest of us just time right now to just think about this text, to read through this text, and for you to ask yourself, what does it really mean for you to know the Lord as your shepherd? I'm not going to say a lot about it. I mean, I could, right? I'm a preacher. I could stand up here for hours and tell you some things. And I think that's helpful. I get encouragement when I go listen to different pastors and people. You know, I listen to several podcasts even this week, because since I do this on Sundays, I don't, you know. But I think there's also something powerful just to really believe that the Lord is your shepherd. And if you'll just put yourself before the Lord this morning with just an open heart, kind of in the same way when we went outside and let creation speak, to just read through this text and just to examine your own heart and the different things through here and just what do they mean to you. And so I'm going to be quiet and give us 5 to 10 minutes to just sit with the text and, again, just asking, what does it really mean to allow the Lord to be your shepherd and to just to be open to the text and open to the Holy Spirit? So, Lord, we do come before you, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit that is here. We thank you that we've been given your word. Help us as your people now to receive it, not just with our minds, but, Lord, I pray that it would sink down into our hearts and it would be formative. It would transform us. It would change us as we would apply it and do the things that are in your word. So, Lord, Holy Spirit, have your way with us now. So just take a few minutes.